You better ask somebody. You better ask somebody. You better ask somebody. You better ask somebody. No, somebody, somebody, somebody.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of You Better Ask Somebody podcast. This is your host Glow, and I hope you guys have been great since the last episode. Guys, new week, new episode, but sadly this episode will only be an audio episode. But nonetheless, I'm super excited to be recording this episode because I'm excited to finally share the whole journey, the process, you know, everything that's been going on. I finally found time to sit down and just talk to you guys and you guys hear what's going on, because y'all need to know what's going on. Because I promised this third series was just basically going to be my life journey and, you know, the steps that I'm taking. I feel like I'm such an adult now, guys. Like, have you ever just sat down and looked at yourself and you're just proud? I'm just bare proud right now. I'm just happy. I'm in a good place, mentally, physically. The other day I went to my hairdresser, the lady who used to do my hair, bro, she used to do my hair since I was a kid. Like, it's insane. It's insane that you can have people like that in your life. You need to unanijua to make what wapo all this time. For reasons, I don't know why, but you're just there. So she usually makes my black castor. She makes this for me, black castor, sujisha, butter, and sujiwat for my hair. Like, it's a conditioner. It's a pre-conditioner thing that I normally use. So anyway, she was like, you look like you've gained so much weight. Are you married now? I was like, girl, you think a man is going to make me look this good? Like, I look this good on my own. But anyway, yeah. And you know those things that you normally just don't notice? Sometimes I don't even think you notice what you look like. Like, you think you've just been looking like that. Kumbe, you've gained weight. Kumbe, this and this has happened. But anyway, that was such a compliment. Knowing with me being a person who wants to gain weight, like, I like being a big girl. That's my goal. That's my goal. Somebody was telling me to unfat the other day on Twitter. I was like, that's a compliment. You don't know you're complimenting me. I'm happy, bro. Like, you notice I'm getting fat. I like that. I like that. So anyway, I just woke up right now. I've woken up with so much psych. I'm actually supposed to leave the house in like the next 2 hours because I have to go get my TV and a TV stand. I still haven't done those because one thing I realized, bro, shopping for, you know how like when you're moving out and you have like the whole Pinterest board and everything, like you had all these plans and needs of having these things, and then since like you sat down and you had a whole budget, you think you'd get them there and then. That's a lie. I promise you guys, that is one big lie, because every time you're going to go somewhere, probably what you wanted, the design you wanted or whatever is not there. It's absolutely not there, and you'll have to wait. Either you'll have to get it made or whatever, and you'll have to wait. So that's another thing that I realized to be so much, you have to have so much patience. Like, you have to have so much patience because all these things can't happen in a day, and it's just very exhausting. Moving is actually a process. It's actually a very long process. It's fun. I feel like it's fun when you're done. Like, people don't prepare you for that. But anyway, I woke up and I got on TikTok. Tell me why the first TikTok I saw, bro, brought back such a suppressed memory. Listen, guys, actually, I'm big too. This is the most random, like, this is the most random thing. And then also, I'm such a superstitious person because now when I saw it, it's like a death thing. It's like this lady, her car got hit by a spear. Bro, out of nowhere. Can you imagine you're just driving alafu spear? Kwa gari. Kwa ni tuko Tomb Raider, God of War. Hey. Bro, like, be so fine. Where is a spear even coming from? Like, that was so unreal. Now, it just reminded me of some situation that happened. Bro, let me tell you, I've been faced by a gun and a bullet. Like, like I think 4 times in my life. At this point, ataskwangi na yofia kudidi. The other time, this was like sometime last year. I remember my friend was turning into, you know how you make the like a U-turn. And then there was a car coming and it was coming so fast. I think he miscalculated. And now it was coming from my side. And I was just there looking at it. And my homie was like, hey, when you talk to me, daddy, like how flinch, nothing, how shkili. Like, you know how your mom will hold the side when you start speeding, that arm thingy. And I was like, bro, I think I'm actually traumatized. I don't think nakwanga sawa. Because tell me why. I'm not scared. I feel like I faced the fact that I've seen a gun pointed at me so many times. Bro, I don't think the kids are alright. Personally, the kids are not alright. But anyway. I'm a superstitious person. So when I had this memory come back, I was like, I shouldn't go out. You know, it's like that thingy you're normally told before you go to sleep, you've already gotten ready to go to sleep and then someone calls you to go outside. Don't do it. Like, if you're already ready to go to bed, don't go outside again. That's death calling. I believe in those things. So now I'm scared of going to get the TV. What if I die on the way? And this is the last episode? That would be crazy. Can you imagine to siku moja to like nishie to, and the episodes is all that's there. So hey, I have to make these episodes count. But anyway, let me tell you guys this story. I have no idea why I've never said this story. I've never told anyone because I think I actually suppressed this memory. I think I just did. I wonder if my friend even remembers it. Anyway, we were fresh out of high school. You know how you're fresh out of high school? That time, tukonga tunendanga api, that place at Westlands called Siju Container. I don't know if you guys remember it. It's next to, you see now where Alchemist is. If you keep on walking down that road, that red container where people normally buy cheap liquor, like, everything is affordable there. Kila kitu, I think, inakonga like maybe 100 or 200 back less. So we wanted to go out. We were like, oh, let's go outside. Now, my friend, her mom works for the UN, right? And, bro, if you're listening to this episode, this was the most crazy. Do you remember? Because the fact that we even hang out and we don't even talk about it. Anyway, so her mom works for the UN and her mom was barely in the country. I don't even know that she's barely ever in the country. So she stays with her sister. So where she lived from where I lived, I used to live in Langata, was like 5-10 minutes from me in Nikichukua Drive. So it wasn't that much of a distance. So we decided, it was like the weekend and we were like, oh, let's go out. At that point, we weren't the type to drink heavy. It was just, you know, like, yeah, maybe unaenda to out for the sake of kwenda out alafu urudi home because you're still young. I remember the first time that I drank, I ended up passing out and throwing up. I didn't have that psych to drink. Like, I could actually just go out and just tulia for a bit and then, you know, head home. As long as I was with a friend I'm having fun with. So, fast forward, I get to her place around midday. And we make lunch and everything. We make lunch, we even take a nap, yada yada. Because nakumbuka back in the day, we used to go out so late. Like, you start getting ready at 9, so you're at the club at midnight. I can't do that anymore. I don't have that energy anymore. Bro, right now, the earlier, the better. Like, I go out early, I have fun, I see people, and then by 10, I'm home. 9, 10, I'm home. I prefer it like that. Unless maybe it's like a house thing, but I really prefer being home earlier. Anyway. So we've gotten ready and everything. Now, mind you, her mom works outside the country, right? So you know how you can't really get to go out with your car and stuff like that. So her mom had left the car. I'll never forget. That car was a Lexus. That car is not even there anymore. I don't know if they got rid of it because of that. We never really had the conversation. Now is when I'm realizing we never really had the conversation afterwards. It's like bad shit happened to us and then we just decided... Like, we decided silently to forget about it. Because no one ever told the other one at we just silently forgot about it. So anyway, fast forward to the night, we start getting ready to go outside. Now, we didn't have any plan. That time, we're just young. We don't know any clubs. The clubs that you knew are clubs you were going to get frozen. So you weren't even really thinking about going to those clubs. Yes, when I drew, but of Kirikwende, your club. So we're just like, you know what? Tukona gari, tukona doya fuel, because we had decided the money that we had, we were going to go half and fuel the car if we needed like fuel. Now that I'm thinking about it, na fuel gari ya wenye, nilikuwa na fuel gari ya wenye, seriously, na hata gari yangu si fueling, give us squeeze. Where was that money coming from, bro? When we're young, we just had money to spend. Like, what was that? We're going out to fuel in the car, I'm sure 5K, because squeezy fuel to imepanda insanely. I'm sure 5K ata ilikuwa full tank. Right now, like, you Anyway, times will get better soon. So we decided to take the car. So basically, since it got nafikiria to what, you know, it's two pretty girls, a nice car, just driving around, like, no thoughts, nothing in sight. We're just chilling. And then I think also the fact that we were driving, nobody was really concerned about drinking. Honestly, we just wanted to be outside, and maybe we just wanted to see who's outside. You know, those ones you just talk a corner to nani ako nje. No, nataka pia wase tuwaone uko nje. But other than that, you know, nothing to it. So, you know that car road from Kileleshwa to Westlands. I don't know if you guys know the road I'm talking about. Like when you leave Dennis Pritt and then you go down that Kanjia, the car roundabout, and then we get on that road. Guys, I don't even think we were 5 minutes into that road. We just had pop. And then she kind of like swerved. So the car starts going round. Thank God there was no coming car and there was no car behind us, because that would have probably been like a minor accident. Nothing too serious, but it would have been like a minor accident. And no one has the money to start paying for a scraped car. Kwanza, I remember that car was black. You know, kuna magari zingine paint job ukiharibu, bro. I think it's over for you. Like, what are you covering with? I usually feel like if it's a silver car, you're kidogo lucky. Colored cars are really, like, if it's one part that's scratched, it's really, really, really tough to get it fixed. Like, it'll be noticeable. It'll definitely be noticeable. And if your parent is like, you know how parents be? Let me tell you, my mom, the smallest scuff, she'll notice it. Ata yoyo time ume scuff gari, ata iskia. Atajua tu ni kama gari iko connected to her, atakupigia tu akuulize, is everything okay, bro? Like, how did you know? You the FBI? You the police? Anyway, so then she's like, oh, let me get out of the car and see. So at this point now, I'm super panicking, because I remember my mom always told me, if something ever happens, don't get out of the car. Number one thing to do is just never get out of the car. The best thing that you can do is probably drive to somewhere that's safe, maybe somewhere that imejawa, say somewhere that's public, and then you can get out of the car. 9 times out of 10, drive to somewhere that has a lot of people, either a police station or something, somewhere to place unajua, at least kila kitu inaonekana. So now we're just in the middle of that car road, and that road is empty. That day, sijui hakuna msi alikuwa na drive ahuo kwa hiyo njia. Or maybe we were also out early. I don't know. Maybe we were outside too early, and people weren't yet leaving the house to go to the club. So then she's like, oh, she's getting out of the car to check. So me, I'm panicking. I'm like, bro, what if atoke na nimse tu amerusha mawe ndo tutoke ndo atu rob? That time, you know, I'm thinking of all the worst things. So I'm like, girl, don't do it. So she's like, no, I have to check. So she gets out of the car, and definitely I have to follow her now, because you can't just let your peoples go out like that. But I won't lie to you, deep down inside, I didn't want to do it. Nikona skeku lock to mamlango na if shit happens, at least me ni leave could tell the story. Like, one of us has to tell the story. Anyway, so we get out of the car. Tell me why, when we're looking at the car, you see now how, like, there's a windscreen, right? And then for a Lexus, there's a way the roof kind of comes down a bit, like, on the windscreen. Like, you know what I mean? The roof is up a bit mbele before the windscreen starts. So now the bullet had hit there, like, right there. It was just there. Bro, in the middle of both of us. Like, if that thing was a bit to the left, whichever, you know what I mean. If it was a bit to this side, it would have been her. If it was a bit to this side, it would have been me. And let me tell you, ata tukongea. Have you ever just not spoken? Because you don't want to think of the what ifs. We just never spoke about it. I remember we went to Container, we took a few shots, we just sat outside there. We didn't even talk about it. And now I'm wondering, like, were we that shocked, Amma? We just didn't care. till today we've actually never ever spoken about it, and now I even feel like after this episode I'm going to call her and just ask, because it's really quite a very random thing to happen. Anyway, now I've just remembered that, and I was like, why am I remembering stories about me dying, Evo too? Like, why am I remembering suppressed memories? Maybe it's a sign. Maybe I shouldn't be going outside. But anyway, no. I cancel it. But anyway, yeah, that was just a random memory. It was a very random memory. Anyway, guys, so now, as you do know, I have successfully managed to move into success. The Bluetooth device has successfully paired. So anyway, I have successfully managed to move into my place. I'm actually recording in my living room right now before I start getting ready to go outside. And I've been seeing the questions, the how did I manage to do this? How long had I planned to do this? Guys, mnakumbuka hizo times nilikonga naendanga missing, sikuwa na record podcast episode. Let me tell you, I was fighting for my life because I was saving, and then at some point I'd have all these dreams and I've seen all these visions, and then some days it just feels like it wasn't going to happen. So I would get really sad. I would just, go into a dark hole, and I just keep to myself. This is what I've been trying to do for such a long time. This is what I've been planning to do for such a long time. So those times when I was having moments where I would just disappear, I would disappear from the internet. I'd go missing for like a month. I'd go missing for almost 2 months. This is what I was trying to do. This was what was kicking my ass. It's not something that I just woke up and did. I usually feel like it's easy to... ni lazima ukuwe na plan. Like, it's way safer when you have a plan. Of course, everything in life is safer when you have a plan. I mean, you can wake up and do it. Like, come on, the universe favors you like that. I mean, you make it. But these are the things that were stressing me out. And now I'm here to share with you how I managed to successfully move out. I remember when I was young. But when we were young, why were we so judgmental? I remember how... you'd see like people our age moving out. Like, someone would be my age right now, they'd move out and then they come back home like a month later. And I used to be like, hey, kwani weni loser, Jay. Like, like, that would never ever be me. But now, becoming an adult, you realize, bro, it's not even, see nini. Like, life can just take a twist and turn. So these things, it's not at a, you have the answers or everything you do by the book will always go the way you want. And life is life, bro. Life just lives. When we were kids, we just never used to understand that side. I think we'll go too judgmental because you had shit easy. Like, you didn't know the real, you didn't know the real world then. But I do think there are certain steps that you would take to making sure you have a successful move out. And that's what I want to talk about today. So I want to tell you guys the five steps I took to successfully moving out and to successfully try and maintain the move out. Again, as I always say, bro, missing anger the answers. I don't have the answers. This is just me sharing what I think is actually very helpful. This is what the steps, the discipline, and the everything that I did for me to finally have moved out. And I guess let's jump into it. So this is the first thing that I think is really, really, really important. And everyone should know this. Do not move out because of peer pressure. Don't do it because of peer pressure. I've seen so many people like on the timeline, people will be on the timeline talking about how, oh, they want to move out because their parents don't let them drink. Oh, they want to move out because unataka privacy, sijui kufanya nini. Oh, unajua mnataka privacy kufanya nini. Let me tell you, those are not... okay, fine, yeah, there could be reasons, but they're not solid reasons for you to be thinking to just up and leave. Because when you're thinking of, okay, fikiria that very close-minded, you haven't thought about the bigger picture. You haven't thought about the things that you need to do to actually maintain a life outside outside being home. Like, you know, home is easy. Unakuja home, there's food, there's nini. Like, you really have to think about the bigger picture. You can't be thinking shallowy and just thinking, oh, you want to move out because you want to chapa sherehe with the homies Monday to Monday. That's insane. That's actually very insane. And when you think about the bigger picture, moving out, actually, you don't even have the time to chapa sherehe. Because uko very invested in other things, I don't think it becomes as easy as you'd want it to be. But anyway, that's the one thing I think it's very important. Don't do it because of peer pressure. Because if you're thinking of it shallowly like that and not thinking of the bigger picture, eventually it won't last you long, and eventually you're going to end up going back home. Like, you and I, that's guaranteed. That's very guaranteed. If you don't think about things in the bigger picture, you're always going to end up back to step one. And ume waste time yako, ume waste time ya kila mtu, in all honesty. So don't do it because of peer pressure. Like, let it be something that you want to do. Let it be something that you plan to do. Let it be something that you've actually thought through entirely. Like, umefikiria kitu for real, and this is what you actually want to do. You actually want to do it because you love the thought of it, not because it's all petty reasons. That's just the first step. The second thing I absolutely recommend you having the discussion with your parent or your parents or your caregiver. Because one thing, as an adult, you still need your parents regardless. I don't understand that thing of, now once you've moved out, now you're no longer under your parents' care. Or once you turn 18, you're no longer under your parents. I feel like that's insane. That's very insane, because in life, for sure, you'll always need your parents. You'll always need your parents' advice. You'll always need your parents' help. Like, unajua kuna days too. There are days, even if you have life planned out to the max, you can never ever say you never need anyone. And I think your parent, your caregiver, whoever is in the picture, is the one person who's guaranteed to help you. So if you have the discussion with your parent or your caregiver, I think there's always that feeling of safety. Because you know very well you have someone to fall back on. Like, it doesn't mean when things go bad, now you have to go back home. Nah. Your parent or your caregiver can help you. It's always nice that you know that you have someone backing you. It's a safe feeling. It's a very safe feeling. So I think having the discussion with your parent or your caregiver it's nice. As much as you are deciding to be independent when you move out, you are 100% always... Like, what's that expression? Man is not an island. That's the thing. So, man is not an island. You're definitely always going to need, a helping hand or two. And as much as people normally think, your friends, I feel like when real life situations come, I think your family... Yes, I'm not dismissing friends, because there are people who have, there are people who have those friends who have got them like that, and that's a beautiful thing. But I feel like it's always safer to just know that your parent and, your parent or your caregiver has your back like that. So I think the one thing that you should always do is have the discussion with your parent or your caregiver. After, when you're making the plans and everything, you feel safer. Because una jot down things ukijua, you write down things knowing, okay, but I always have this safety plan, so I'm good. Like, there's just something about knowing that you're good mentally that has you... Yeah, you don't want to be too productive. When you know you're good, you just... Now everything is, everything is good. You're not thinking of the fails. So you're constantly uplifted, and that's a good thing. Now, the third thing, I think it's so important to set down a deadline. Now, I always say when you set down a deadline, like journaling it, writing it down and beginning to work towards it, it doesn't always necessarily mean that the deadline you set has to be... let's say you set a deadline and you said you want to move out by this time, and you have to do it then and there. And that's one of the things that used to make me actually trip, because I used to have a deadline of moving out, and then when I get to that day, I'd feel like such a failure, because I'd focus more on me not moving out, but I wouldn't focus on all the things that I've done to take the steps to being closer to, you know, to my goal. Oh, it was more focused on the bad than the good. And I feel like that's a horrible thing to do. Now, setting down a deadline doesn't always necessarily mean that you have to meet that deadline. Make sure you always focus on the things that you've done to being closer to the deadline. I feel like it's so important for you to congratulate yourself for the steps. You don't necessarily always have to be there on time. Sometimes things are delayed for a specific reason. Like, whatever time, maybe you didn't move out that day that you had set. And, you know, maybe the house that you had eyed and everything. And then later on, you even tend to find that you find better, bigger and better, for even more affordable. Ata utapata ni probably budget ulikuwa umeset, ata unatumia less at that point. Because what? That wasn't your time, but your time has now finally come. So don't ever, ever be in a situation where you're rushing yourself or whatever to beat your deadline. The fact that you're working towards your deadline is great. That's perfect. But write down a deadline, set a time. Always make sure you're saving money aside. I didn't do the whole thing of buying things pole pole. I never did. I wanted to do that. But then every time I used to walk into a place, I'd be walking outside. You know, these guys who make things like tables and beds outside on the road. Every time I'd be walking outside, I would see something different. I would see a different couch every day and I'd just be in love with it. And I told myself, you know what? The day I'm actually moving is the day I'll do these things. Even till today, bro, juzi nimeona couch ingine beautiful. I was like, how comes couches are not things that you just kunja kunja uneka kwa kabuda la funeza switch na depending on mood yako? Like, I feel like all the time there's always something better that's coming out. So I don't know. You could set money aside and buy things pole pole if you want to make it easier for you, if that's how it works for you. Or you could just all along just put the money aside and, you know, that when the day comes, hey, you'll figure it out. You'll 100% figure it out. So, you know, just do things your way, do things calmly, do things pole pole, and basically, yeah. Now, another important thing is a budget. You have to have a budget. And I always feel like it's safer to have a budget. Now, another thing people don't really think through is the budget doesn't just stop with after you've bought things for the house. When you're thinking of this budget, when you're planning on moving out, I think you think about the budget throughout. You think about your yearly budget. You think about the money that you're going to be spending monthly for yourself, for fun, for nini. You think about, you know, you think about all that. So when you're factoring in things like, bro, let me tell you, one thing I really realized, my mom, for the longest time, has never paid rent. Like, she's never paid rent. And during the pandemic time, I really realized how not paying rent is such a lifesaver. But also, the pandemic time really taught me, and I'm really grateful I didn't move out even before the pandemic time. The pandemic time also really taught me, like, anything can happen in this country. And as a person who is paying rent, you have to really factor in everything. So this is what made me think about a budget. When you're thinking about a budget, you have to think about the bad days. You have to put everything in perspective. Unafaa kufikiria about absolutely everything. You have to think about, what if it's another year like a pandemic, another dry year where money is just not coming in? How are you going to maintain your bills? How are you going to maintain your rent, your steamer, your water, your everything? How are you going to maintain all that? And then also your monthly expenses. How are you going to maintain all that? You really have to think it through. Like, you have to think of the bigger picture, bro. And you have to have so much discipline when it comes to your budget as well. You have to really try to not go over it. And I always feel like it's way safer. Like, when you have a budget, like you see now with the whole pandemic thing, yeah? The budget, like, let's say you've decided your monthly budget is, let's say money to spend on yourself on the side is like 20K, right? This is not rent included. This is not things in the house included. This is now your spending money. I feel like you always have to multiply it a bit just in case. You have to think about it like, usikue budget yako ikue a specific number. Like, if your budget is this, add a little bit safety money, you know, that car safety money. It's like when you go out and people tell you to come with, like, people tell you, oh, all you need is like 5k, but when you go out, you usually add a bit extra, because, you know, you just never know what will happen. Like, things change outside. Things really do change when you're outside. So, you know, making a budget for moving out, think about the bigger picture. Think about everything. Think about everything that you need. Don't think about it shallowly. Like, open your mind to a lot of things. Because utaanza ku move out na your budget yako, unaanza ku realize mbona niko broke. It's because you didn't put a lot of things into perspective. And I think it's really important to do that. So I'm also, I don't know, I feel like the pandemic really taught me a lot. Like, I really learned a lot. Because then I was looking at my mom, was like, you know, she's really lucky because she doesn't have rent to pay. All she has to think about is food and water, and that's basically just it. So I was like, bro, I know what, when I shouldn't be like, kulipa rent, very lucky. They don't have to think about a lot of things. But anyway, yeah, you have to consider everything all around when you're considering a budget before you move out. I think here underneath the number one thing, the peer pressure thing is definitely number one, but also the budget thing is really, really important. Like, autaki ku move out alafu uko miserable. And let me tell you, people normally say money doesn't buy happiness, but also lack of money can bring misery, bro. Like, ukua broke unajipatanga tu umejamia tu kila kitu, like mbona you speak and miss mama hivi, like, you know, unajipatanga tu umejam juu ya anything. So I think a budget is really up there. It's number one up there. I should have even started with that one. And last but not least, research a location you can actually afford. Don't ever move out to a place where you can't afford because you want people to think you can afford it. Listen, if what you can afford is Rongai, go to Rongai. If what you can afford is don't ever at now you want to start living siju with akina who, these politicians of ours in Kitusuru siju where, nah, my boy, don't do that to yourself. Research a location you can afford and move to the location you can afford. Because now when you start overdoing it, bro, it's the overdoing it that kills. And that's one thing I've really realized. People always want to look like they can afford stuff and they can do stuff in front of other people. So most of the time, when people are doing things, they're not even doing it for them. So kwa nyumba tu uko miserable, alafu kienda nje, unajifanya uko happy because, oh, people think you have it like that, but you don't. In real sense, you don't. So research a location that you can afford and move to a location that you can afford. Nobody cares about where you live. It's fine. If you're happy with it, be happy with it. But don't go out your whatever. And anyway, think about it. Even if what you can afford right now is at a stream, okay. See, I didn't say Maronga is a bad place, but I'm just saying the places where people are normally like, oh, da, da, da. So if what you can afford right now is staying in Rongai, yes, and then you think about the bigger picture, you save money on the side, and eventually you'll get to the steps where you want to take. Like, people normally don't think about the bigger picture. That's one thing I realize. People really, people think about impressing for now, and that's really dumb because, okay, fine, you'll impress for now, and then in the future, we will not remember, and now you'll be suffering and miserable because you didn't have a plan in life. You are doing things to impress other people. So always think about the bigger picture. I think when you follow all these steps, and you have the discipline while following these steps, I don't see how you can fail. I absolutely do not see how you can fail. One important key factor of what I just said right now is having the discipline. Discipline goes a long way. I remember how we used to be told those things in school. Alafu unangalia tu mode like, yeah, I get it. Discipline. But imagine, for real, discipline actually goes a long way. And, you know, I just don't see you failing when you have discipline and you're serious with what you want to do. So, yeah, those are, I think, the 5 steps I took to successfully moving out. And so far, so good. It's worked out for me. So far, so good. I'm doing all right. It's been a month now. it's been a month, and you know, I will keep on updating you guys just on the journey and everything, and I just keep on updating you guys. But as of that, I think I'm done with this episode, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. As always, you can find me at glowful_ on Instagram, glow_full on Twitter, youbetterasksomebody_ on Instagram, and youbetterasksomebodypodcast on YouTube. Again, thank you guys for tuning in, and I will keep on updating you. This series is going to be super, super amazing. I'm really excited for it. I feel like too much is happening for me. I'm becoming an adult. My perspective in life, my thoughts, my everything, everything has changed. I've really grown, and I really like to see it. I really love to see it. Like, I'm proud. So, yeah. That's it, I guess, guys. Until next time. Bye.